In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The number of times we've heard people say that the end is coming, the end is near, the number of times we have heard people put so much energy into trying to figure out when the end actually is, I think we realize that that's a bad investment. It's a bad investment because it doesn't tell us when our end is going to come. At the end of the day, when God asks us about the lives we have led, He's not going to hold us responsible for the salvation of the whole world, although we have a responsibility. But first and foremost, it's about us. It's about our salvation. What have I done with my life? How am I living that life? And that's what we should be looking at. We should be looking at the fact that every day in my life is an end, and then the next day is a beginning. Every day in my life is a time at which I can completely make a difference to my own spiritual growth, but can also touch the lives of others. I need to realize that I have a value in my life for the world in a much wider way. We need to come out of the mindset of, I need to not do wrong things. That's fine, but that's the baseline. My thoughts as a Christian, my life as a Christian, is not that I should not sin, but that I should do good, that I should have a good life, that I should make a difference, that I should leave this world into a life that uses God's talents for that. And it's only in that that I live the fullness of my life. So worried about when the end of the world is coming, worried about my own sins, worried about my shortcomings, it's not how I should live. Because we end up focusing on the negative around us. Imagine if you're walking along a road and you're just looking down all the time for potholes. You become obsessed with potholes. You don't look forward. You can't see where you're going. You don't enjoy the journey. You don't get the fullness of the journey. Our life as a journey is meant to be lived, not only out of fear for falling into temptation or judgment, but be lived in its fullness in the joy of the knowledge of God, and knowing that we are with Him, that He is journeying with us, and that He guides us in every way to a kingdom prepared for us. The kingdom prepared for us is not about keeping sinners out. It is about being open to the whole of humanity. So God is not just there to judge us when we sin. God is there to embrace us in righteousness and embrace us in His kingdom. So today, rather than looking at the end of times, let us look at today. What are we doing today? What are we living today? How do we make a difference today? And how is our life enriched and enriching the world around us today in the fullness of the knowledge of God and in the fullness of life with Him, both today and in eternity? And glory be to God forever. Amen.